Georgina Valencia and Benny Gutierrez are seniors at Sunnyside High School. They're about to graduate and say although they are both doing well in school, the last 4 years haven't always been easy. Valencia says she's proud not to be a statistic of what many expect from a Latina student in a low-income school district.
I'm the oldest of five girls to that matter, and my mom graduated high school, but I was her high school babe. So statistically speaking, I'm probably supposed to have had a kid by now, probably I've already dropped out of high school, and not looking forward to graduation, but I am. I'll be graduating May 23rd.
Gutierrez is 17 years old and is the oldest of four boys. He was raised by a single mother who works multiple jobs.
I was diagnosed with nephrotic syndrome when I was 2. I've been in and out of the hospital my entire life. I live with my grandma at her house. We currently don't own a house. I have a job. I run track and field and cross country. I think it's all been part of pushing me to do my best. I've seen my mom through so much, you know, work 24 hours and always being there for us. I feel like my only way to pay her back is by doing what she wants me to do and succeed in high school and graduate and go to college. I'm going to be the first one to get a college degree in my family.
500 students graduated from high school in the Sunnyside School District in 2007. In 2012, that number was almost 900. Superintendent Manuel Izquierdo says for many, the change was unexpected.
You look at Sunnyside in many ways when you take our demographics of 90% low income, 90% Hispanic. It mirrors so many urban districts across the nation in terms of the high percentage of low income and high percentage minority. In a concentrated area, segregated schools, low funding, and not very successful in graduation. We have been told so long that poverty is an excuse and a barrier that we can't beat.
He says national data shows the risk factors for dropping out begin to develop in the early years of high school, although many students don't actually drop out until their sophomore or junior years.
If you were a freshman in any school and you failed and didn't go to school with attendance problems, you were 8 times more likely to drop out because you get retained freshman year and then you become disassociated from the school. You give up and you don't try. So freshman failures were a huge challenge for us. That's why we created Project Graduation and the Digital Advantage, to really invest in our freshmen.
To prevent dropouts and increase graduation numbers, the Sunnyside School District gave laptops to students who could check off the four A's: attendance, academics, activity, and attitude. Project Graduation started 4 years ago, and that's when Gutierrez got his laptop, which was the first and only computer in his house.
When I first got it, my mom started her online schooling. I did too, I took an online class. My little brother started using it for homework, so it definitely was a great advantage.
He says the computer was a great incentive, but just one of the reasons for staying in school. Still, he says there were times when he thought about dropping out.
I feel like at some points it crossed my mind, only for the reason knowing that I have 2 little brothers and my mom and my grandma, and they both work and it's still hard for us. So it's kind of like, oh, well, what if I just worked? What if I put in that much more money that would make us, you know, live a better life? And at one point it did, but then realized in the long run what the long effect of that's going to be. And I'm thankful that I did, because now I feel like my future is way brighter than if I would have just dropped out of school and gone on to get a job.
Despite the increase in graduation numbers, there are students in the Sunnyside School District who continue to drop out. Valencia says she has classmates at Sunnyside High School who are teenage parents working full-time, making it almost impossible for them to finish high school.
It's hard. Different students have different realities. From the ones I already mentioned, maybe abusive parents. I know teenagers who have already become alcoholics or have abused substances. It's a different reality, and I think it's the eagerness just to grow up already.
Superintendent Izquierdo says the district has outreach programs in place that aim to bring back students who are on the fence about dropping out. But for those who left high school early, a new online program called GradLink gives them a chance to finish through online classes. Izquierdo says it's good to hear a handful of success stories, but that is not enough. He wants to raise the expectations for minority students and let them know failure is not an option. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.